Sunday morning traffic rumbles overhead on I-83. And below, in the shade of the overpass, a cheerful crowd enacts the ritual urban ballet known as the Baltimore Farmers Market. Folks with babies in Bjorns smile and hoist their coffee cups in salute to each other as they stroll past tables piled with fresh produce. The commerce is brisk. Market goers hand over 20s, farmers tuck the bills in their aprons, and soon everyone's eco-friendly reusable totes are filled to the brim with farm-fresh vegetables, fruits, and herbs. Meanwhile, another Sunday morning ritual is getting underway less than 2 miles from the market on Bond Street in the East Baltimore neighborhood of Oliver.
The people of Baltimore City is in need of food. They talk about third world countries, but no one seems to talk about the United States. These people are hungry.
Hattie Harris shades herself from the mid-morning sun with an umbrella. She sits on a lawn chair in an alley next to a vacant lot. Harris and a few other early birds have been waiting here since 9:30 a.m.
If you get here late, you don't get much. So that's why we're camped out.
An empty refrigeration truck idles nearby in the vacant lot. Next to it, an impromptu farm stand has been set up by local volunteers. But at the moment, the long tables are empty. It's approaching noontime, and the truck heads out for its pickup run. By the time it gets back, the line in the alley will be more than 200 people long. Everyone waiting will have a number. This week, Ms. Harris is number 3.
The first time I showed up, I was number 168, which meant I didn't get much. I had a few head of corn. They had a lot of carrots left over, but it wasn't much to get. So that's why I'm here early.
Yeah, we're just going to roll up. We're going to lock up.
Back at the Baltimore Farmers Market, the crowd is thinning out for the day when the refrigeration truck rolls up. Out hops the driver, a bald guy with a gray beard, some facial tattoos, and a permanent smile. He slides up the door on the back of the truck and pulls out a big stack of plastic bins.
So we put our bins out at every one of the stands, and then after that we wait till about 12:15, where we go back and start gathering it.
Arthur Gray Morgan is the founder and truck driver for the nonprofit volunteer organization Gather Baltimore. Its mission? Collect fresh food that's going to waste and bring it to hungry people.
It's a really simple plan. It really is. And I'm letting you know, man, I went to college, but I sat in the back.
Morgan has been bringing his bins to the Baltimore Farmers Market every Sunday for 4 years now. The farmers all know him, and they appreciate what he's doing. He makes life easy for them when it's time to pack up after the market. He hauls away their unsold produce, and he gives them the paperwork to write off their leftovers as charitable contributions.
I like to see it get used to somebody, you know, I mean, it's better than just plowing it under and letting the birds eat it, or the geese eat it, or the deer eat it, or whatever it would be.
George Zaratka runs an 80-acre family farm in Middle River, Maryland. Today, his tomatoes sold well, but he's got lots of fresh corn left over. He says it's just the unpredictable nature of the business. Sometimes the weather gives you more than you know what to do with.
If it gets really hot, we'll have 4 or 5 acres of corn come in at one time. Instead of having 3 acres every couple days, we'll have 15 acres come in a week. You know, so then, you know, what do you do with 20,000 dozen ears of corn?
The answer is you bring what you can to market, and what you don't sell, you dump into Morgan's plastic bins.
All right, thank you. I'll see you in a little bit.
And just like that, food that was for sale 7 minutes ago is now free. Morgan and a small crew of volunteers spend the next 15 minutes lugging the bins of produce back to the refrigeration truck. By the time they're done loading up, the truck is more than halfway full.
Today is just a pretty good day, you know, an average day. We've got cantaloupes, corn, tomatoes, greens, everything. You know, you're looking at probably about 1,500 to 2,000 pounds of stuff that is as fresh as it gets. You know, local food from the farmers. Everything's healthy. We're loaded up. We got all our volunteers to help us, and now we're headed over to the Oliver Farm Stand. We're going to work with that community where we separate everything and then distribute it to members of the neighborhood. Load up.
On the drive back to the Oliver Farm Stand, Morgan explains that he organized Gather Baltimore after he and his wife started going to the market to sell produce from their own urban garden. They realized how much of their modest crop was going unsold and uneaten each week. And then they started looking around at the other stands and seeing how much the larger family farmers were stuck with at closing time. Morgan started passing the bins around to his fellow vendors at the end of the market, and Gather Baltimore was born. Since then, the farmers have told Morgan that, you know, the bins are great, but...
You should just come to the farms. You know, we're giving you some bins of food, but if you would get some people and come out to the fields, we'll fill your truck up.
And so he has. Just 2 days ago, he took a group of volunteers to a farm in Beltsville to glean the surplus on the invitation of the farmers there, and they left with several tons of corn and potatoes in the truck.
The amount of food that they grow, too, is just unreal, because they have to plan. You know, you don't know what's going to go on with Mother Nature. You don't know how big the market's going to be. You don't know if you're going to have enough rain. So they always overplant. It's a tough way to make a living. So these farmers are very appreciative that the food is going somewhere and it's getting used. You know, they're very giving, hardworking people.
Morgan also makes weekly stops at distributors in Jessup and at Baltimore's Mill Valley General Store. This week, in addition to the 2,000 pounds he just collected in the bins at the farmer's market, he's also hauled in some 30,000 pounds of food from these other donors. Gather Baltimore is a simple project and humble when you look at it in the shadow of one Goliath of a national irony. The USDA estimates that in a single year, 19 billion pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables go uneaten. That's nearly half of the total amount grown. At the same time, the research organization Feeding America says that one in six Americans face hunger. It's getting that fresh food to those hungry people that's the problem. It takes a will, but it also takes money. Morgan is about 12 months through his OSI Community Fellowship grant. That money has allowed him to upgrade from a Chevy Suburban to a commercial-sized refrigeration truck, but he's got an eye fixed on long-term growth for Gather Baltimore. More vehicles, a refrigerated warehouse space, a larger volunteer force, all to get more unused food to more hungry people.
You know, we're applying for funding. There's a lot of foundations that are willing to help us. But we're doing some things to keep it going, but we need volunteer coordinators. You know, we need labor help. We also need help with grant writing. Grant writing is a tough one. So funding is another thing. We have a campaign going on GiveCore right now, so people can go and donate on GiveCore, which really helps us because we're just covering basic costs like fuel, you know, insurance, everything. So that's a tough one.
When Morgan rolls the truck up to the empty lot in Oliver, there's a line of people waiting that's two blocks long. And this is when things start moving fast. A dozen volunteers gather to haul the bins out of the truck and over to the nearby tables for repackaging.
Heavy one.
Where do you want to go with this?
We take about half an hour to organize everything, set it up, and we begin having people come through the line around 1:30.
David Landemore is the director of the 6th Branch, an Oliver-based community group of military veterans on hand here to partner each week with Gather Baltimore. Landemore sets down a bin of cantaloupes and looks over at the line of people waiting.
On a slow day, we get between 200 and 250 families out here to come get their fresh produce for the week.
Bag these green beans, please.
Once the bins are arranged on the ground, volunteers begin portioning out the produce into plastic bags. Heading up this part of the process is a woman who refuses to call herself a leader, but she's clearly in charge.
Start helping them bag these tomatoes.
My name is Rosalind Thompson, born and raised here in East Baltimore, part of Oliver Community Association.
Under Ms. Thompson's direction, the Oliver Farm Stands tables are soon piled with neat rows of asparagus, corn, onions, peppers, parsley, basil, dill, tomatoes, berries, cucumbers, squash, salad greens, potatoes, carrots, and melons.
The hard part is a lot of the fresh produce they receive, some of them have no idea what it is. They have no idea what this herb is. How do you use it? What do you put it in? And these are some of the things we try to explain to them, but we can't explain everything to them because we're moving. And sometimes I just tell them, go online, go on the internet, look it up in a book.
We'll be opening up within the next 5 minutes. So could you please get to your stations?
Yeah.
You ready to roll?
On Ms. Thompson's word, the first numbers are called, and the Oliver Farm Stand is officially open.
You want a cantaloupe?
I do.
And there's some corn right over here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Tomatoes.
Thank you.
How
Cucumbers?
Yeah, please. Thank you.
After they make their way through the line, a couple who introduce themselves as Cliff and Deborah seem pleased with their haul.
Got some corn, I got some squash, I got some asparagus, I got some cantaloupe, yeah, we said cantaloupe.
Onions.
Oh, I got some spinach. Yeah, I got some good stuff here, man.
They say on their budget, these weekly food supplements really make a difference.
It's rough. Everything is going up. Taxes here on this and taxes on that. And you look around, you have to take what you get and you have to use it sparingly, you know.
Hattie Harris, the woman who camped out early in her lawn chair, finally makes her way through the line. She's grateful for what she's been given, but she's also on the verge of exasperation.
I've been here ever since 9:30, and it's now 25 minutes or two, and I'm just leaving to get this food. But you have to do what you have to do.
By the time the last of the people in line get their numbers called, the piles of produce on the tables will have dwindled, and the pickings will be slim. They'll walk away with a few ears of corn, and they'll remember to show up earlier next week. Gather Baltimore is online at gatherbaltimore.org. That's where you can reach founder Arthur Gray Morgan and find out how you can help.